Kev, you thought you were going to get some sexy live scope show today. That ain't what we do.
No. No, we're not a Brett Walzer. Nothing against him. Nothing against you, buddy, but it's not what we do. Yeah, and that guy's a good fisherman. He's a good jigger. He's got that all figured out to a T. I give him that.
Now, in the summer, when the fish are in the middle of the lake, there you can at least use your electronics where you'll mark the fish, and then you can usually catch them.
Yeah.
But when you're in the shallow water, it's hard to mark fish.
Yeah, very seldom we mark fish. On the stones. Yeah, as soon as the boat or the vibration, blah, blah, blah. They scatter away, you know, and that's, well, I'd say something else, but then I don't want that on TV because it kind of would give that away, how we do it, if you know what I mean. Because that'll last for years.
You know. It's not running the kicker anymore this time, huh?
No, don't need to. We're already going. Missing an O-ring. The fuck would that be from? I'll put it up here if you're missing it. Yeah, we're going to pipe. Because then, what time is it? 1:30? Oh, yeah.
Catch
a pig. And they can catch everybody coming in, too.
Yeah.
Because we'll be right there. It's a combination, because if you look at the head of it in the mouth, it's kind of like a trout, but it's got a perch look to it. And once earlier in the year, there's dots on them. They're, like this one was beat up quite a bit. There's a lot of dots that are on it and stripes, so it looks like a perch, but it's got the head of a trout. You know, and how they got here, I asked people, who knows? You know, we don't know. It came down from the locks somewhere, you know. But yeah, there's, yeah, this, yeah, and they hook. They don't bite the lure. It's just there's so many of them. They group up, and then they'll follow the bait along. They'll just, you know, follow it along, and then they'll get hooked on them. Yeah, like last weekend, we caught numerous of them. You had to check your bait every 10 minutes.
They're actually sand minnows, is they call them.
Sand minnows?
Sand minnows, the same thing.
Is it?
Here we call them, yeah, we call them patrol perch, but it's really a sand minnow.
Is that a full size one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's as big as they get, as far as I know,
yeah,
right?
I haven't seen any bigger than that.
No.
They're bait fish.
Yeah. Junk. junk.
A couple weeks ago when they were catching them, they were freaking spitting them on the live well.
Yeah.
There'd be 5-6 of them laying in the live well.
Yep.
They were regurgitating.
That's another reason why it's hard to catch fish out here when there's that much bait.
Yeah.
They don't need to. They feed at night. They go in the stones. They gorge. They come back out. You know, usually about 11 o'clock, give or take, blah, blah, blah. You know, and then they just rest, just like a sturgeon does on the bottom. They go and feed. They feed at night. And then, you know, they feed in the morning also. They feed in the morning also, but usually about, I don't know, 9 o'clock, then they raise up. But Lake Winnebago, it's always dirty in the winter. Always. It doesn't matter if there's ice on it or not. It's always dirty. Normally, you know, not like years ago, like in the late 80s and 90s. Yeah, you could literally read a newspaper, lay a newspaper on the ground, and you could read it because it aluminizes it, or, you know, it's, yeah. But nowadays, with the locks, how they run that, who knows? Who knows? It's always a guessing game every year. But every year for the last 8 years has been
chocolate,
you know. And if you didn't use cameras, you might as well not go, because you're gonna be looking. You're not even. Your chances are like zero to get one.
3 feet down.
Yeah, seeing 3 feet down, you're not gonna, you know, unless one comes right in up on top, which that happens quite a bit, but not. I've only had it happen twice, and I started when I was 14, so that mods are very slim to none. We're good. You guys good? To get off. One little crank. There you go. There you go.
I like this one, Junior.
You like it?
Yeah.
Okay. Stand on my fucking cord, dude.
Now you're talking like a videographer.
Oh yeah, Butch. She got a little meat there. It's passing it on too.
Thanks, buddy.
Hold on, Butch. Just wait. Good one?
Yeah.
Get on.
Get in close, I guess.
I seen it already.
Coming up.
Hell yeah. Now we're in it.
Now we're in the money, baby.
That's a fat one. Oh my god, I wish we were in this goddamn tournament.
It's fat.
Yeah, it's fat. It
ain't that big.
What do you need? Oh, yep.
Just a fucking nutritional overachiever. I like them.
Yep. Good day, boys.
That's quite a few fish.
No.
I would like to have your routine thrown off in the boat. All of a sudden, they get looking for something to play. It's likely to happen when you have to stretch.
That's all good. Where were we going? Yeah, we were going 1-8. Fuck, are we going way too fast now? That's a fat one, dude.
It's a fucking fat one.
God, I wish we were in there. I bet we'd have 14 pounds.
Yeah,
probably. Right around there, right?
Probably.
Fuck.
That was 25 back.
High. Like super high.
Yeah.
Because we were in 12 feet. Oh my, dude. Bring one in. Oh, it just got off. Oh, that was another good one. Son of a bitch.
You get video of me reeling in a big one, we can't use it, because that's not in the story.
Oh my god, that was a good one, dude.
Okay.
Yep. Go on.
Yeah, this fucker here was aggressive too.
Yeah.
All he wanted to do is fight me.
Or no, maybe it was bottom, but it was fucking. I think I lost it. Oh, that was a good one too.
Busted the line?
No. Or it busted. It was a fish. I know it was a fish.
It busted your line?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, there ain't shit on it. Fuck, I should.
Yeah.
I gotta check them cocksuckers all the time. Yeah, it wasn't. It broke before it. Yep. Son of a bitch. Here.
Did he snap that one or bite it?
Nah, because I remember what I was telling you to check the lines. That had a spot in it, and it busted off. Damn, that's a nice fish, dude.
Nutritional over-retriever. Oh, he'll make 21. At least. Ready?
Yep, go ahead.
21 and a half, huh?
Yep.
Nice.
Got it?
Yep, got her. Bingo.
Unreal. 3 over 20 now.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. And 18. Right?
Yeah, I think so.
How far back is that one? You're on.
40. 40. Yeah, that was a good fish, man. Son of a bitch. It was bigger than that one, I can tell you that. That's it. What time is it? 2:30? 1:08.
Yeah.
Yep, I looked at it. I punched it in.
If that's easiest, doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But I guess walk me through a little bit of like what's the right setup for you in order to go walleye fishing. Like, what do you need to have in your boat? What do you have? And you can kind of like move around, show and tell if you need to. But what makes the best setup for you?
All right. Well, as I was saying before, every situation is different. For us, we like to troll. So our number one thing is trolling. If we got a jig, we got a jig. If it's that rough and that dirty, that's what you got to do. You got a jig. But yeah, for trolling wise, yeah, the main thing is, yeah, you just, the boards are huge, you know, and I give it up for church tackle. We modified them a little bit. They're a little, we use different clips. We take all their hardware off and then we use our, you know, different hardware from different spots. We started this probably give or take 10 years ago. Wish I would have put a patent on it, but I didn't. Or I should say we didn't. And yeah, and as you probably seen earlier, you know, you just clip it on, twirl it three times and click it on. But the best part about this is when the boards are out there, you get a fish on, all you got to do is snap it. So you don't have to, if this is an outside board, you don't have to bring in them first two. Like on regular boards, or it doesn't matter. It could be these boards too. But if they don't have these clips, you have to bring them first two lines in, rods in, to get that fish on the outside board. With these, the way we do it, you just clip it or snap it. It goes back, falls right behind the motor. Done. You bring it in. You don't have to. You're fishing, you know, all the time. So that's huge. That's one big part of it. Why we did that.
Yeah, the second part is you're not fighting the board, reeling them in.
Yeah, and you're not fighting the board. You know, sometimes we don't snap them purposely, because if it's, you don't want to change direction or pattern or whatever that fish is doing. If it's coming in like consistent, leave it alone. You don't want to do nothing to aggravate it, if you want to say.
But as far as like, you've got the engine set up, you've got a trolling motor, multiple motors, like how do all those work together for you?
Yeah, so with the, and then you got the kicker motor in the front, or I mean the ball mount in the front. So you always use a ball mount for your steering. And then you put it on north for your heading. And then you always use a kicker to help it along, so you're not using all the battery power. So that's huge, having a kicker on the back. Yeah, of course a ball mount, because otherwise if you don't have a ball mount, you're constantly steering. And then if you got fish on, if you got multiple fish on at once, then you're offline really quick. And the graphs are huge. I use a Lowrance in the front. I use that for my heading, all my coordinates, blah, 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 which is good. Lowrance is very, very good, but Garmin, the pixels in the Garmin are way better, more defined, and you got panoptics, you got live scope, you can all do on that screen alone, and then you got the rod, you know, then I could scope out 120 feet and then see the fish, you know, if you want to. Yeah, and rods.
How much of it is comfort with your boat? If you picked someone else up and put them in here, you went in someone else's boat, I mean, that would just throw everything off, right?
Yeah. We were just talking about that earlier. I got a fishing buddy that I was with last weekend in the AIM series, and he's got a nice setup. It's all nice, but everything is different. You know, he's got different clips. He don't have clips like we have. The pen reel, he uses big pen reels. That's a little bit different. They're heavier. The clickers, the whole system is different than what I use. You know, mine is a little bit more, in my eyes, is simpler. It could be, my stuff could be way different in his eyes too, which, you know, it's different. Yeah. Other than that, yeah, every boat is different. I mean, most guys got Lowrance and Garmins. You know, a lot of the guys got a lot of the same stuff. You know, trolling rods, jigging rods. They're all pretty much, we're all pretty much using the same thing, but a little different, you know. Everybody has a different feeling to every piece of equipment, you know. I try to go with the easiest, the lightest, quickest. That's in my eyes, because every minute counts out there when you're in a tournament. If you're fun fishing, you don't need this stuff that I have. You know, you can go to Flea Farm and buy, you know, whatever you want. That's fine. But the stuff that we use, yeah, it costs a lot more money, but it lasts a little bit longer. You know, like the rods, the Denali rods, we use all Denalis. The tension, you can feel that, you know. Like earlier, you probably seen, you know, I knew that. I felt that little head jerk in the rod. You could feel it in my hand, and I knew exactly what was gonna happen. But other than that.
What's the test pound you're using?
We use 14 pound test Sunline for our main. But then that goes, okay, that's different too, you know, with the, we don't run a snap swivel or any of that. We just run it direct to the bait. But when you're running harnesses, that's a different story. Then you have a leader. Then you have a leader with a swivel on it. And then you use 20 pound fluorocarbon that we use on that.
So you said, how long have you had this boat?
3 years now. Yep.
And I mean, is there like a sentimentality to being in this boat?
Well, comes down to money at that time. Yeah, I'd like a new boat, but no, this has treated us very well. Multiple tournaments that we're in every year. I love you. It's my baby, you know, but yeah, other than that, yeah, no, it's, I love the boat. Lund has got a great boat. My whole family owns boats, which you've seen earlier in when we first started. My brother was on the side of us. He had a Lund, and my other brother's got a Lund. Yeah, no.
You said you used to fish with a cousin who was a longtime fishing partner, right?
Yeah, Jason Gable, yep.
And that was a big part of your fishing experience as well.
Yeah, yep. I started with him about 20 years ago, and he was, yeah, we were, we were like brothers. We knew we were like actually like twins, because we were thinking always the same thing all the time. If I told him to put on a bait, he already had that bait on before I even said it. You know, we were always thinking the same thing. You know, kind of like me and Schaefer, Kevin. You know, and Mikey Blank. We're always all my teammates. My son Tristan. Yeah, we're always. It's just, I don't know. I don't want to say it like that or anything, but or brag or anything, but it's, you know, I taught these guys quite a bit, you know, and we fish, now we all fish together, you know, and they taught me, Mikey Blank, Schaefer, all of us, we taught each other, you know, which is huge. And then especially when you're in a tournament, you ain't got to sit there and bicker or blah, 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 or any, you know, anything like that. You know, everybody's got their own. You got your job. You do your job, and it pays off. Like today. Today it paid off. Yes? Do we wish we were in the tournament today? Very yes. So much. But it is what it is. Yeah.
You said before that you had your partner with you. His ashes are in the boat?
Yeah. Yep. I got my buddy's ashes in the boat, in the glove compartment. Actually, we dumped the ashes in a few places. One of our best spots in Erie, twice, and then up north by my cabin in his deer hunting spot, and then another spot I can't really say. But anyways, yeah, no, he's always with us. It don't matter. You can come to my house. I have an urn there, his pictures. Yeah, and then if you go in my garage, you'd really like that. All our fish, so when he passed away, all our fish was in his house. So now they're in my garage, and I got his jersey with his name on it and all our plaques. He's always there. He's fishing with us all the time. And then, like last weekend, all we did was pray to, hey, come on, Butch, give us a couple good ones, you know, and he did it. We did very well. We can't complain about that. But yeah, I miss him. We all miss him. Some a little bit more than others, but yeah, no, that was like my brother, you know, and his mom, that's like my second mom. But yeah, but other than that, yeah, that's pretty much our experience and fishing in the fishing world, or tournament world, I should say, not fishing. Yeah.
Well, that's great. I think that's all we need now. We're good.
Yeah.
Thank you. At some point, we'd like to come to the...
Kind of like me in a wallet tournament. pretty good weights. All
right. Right?
54 right here, sir. Seth Warner. That is a respectable 7.94 pounds. Way to go. And you got three more events to get Team of the Year. You're right there. All right. Buck 59. Corey.
We were pitching rip and wraps at the end of the day. We were trolling all morning and nothing was happening. And then we stopped, tossed the bobbers on, put some rip and wraps on, and finally it happened at the end of the day.
Good. Oh, man, that's a good story. I like it. Let's see if it paid off for you. That's a respectable bag, 6.97. Way to go. And you got three more tournaments to get Team of the Year. The only way is up.
I don't know if you're going to cry or if you want to wipe the table off.
Hero! David Harmison and Scott Mills. Come on up here, son. Right tight to the table. I want you to tell me how you caught all those walleyes tonight.
Yeah, it was a tough fight, but today we got them all on slip bobbers.
Slip bobbers, man. When the chips are down, slip bobber is the way to go.
Everything ended up. We had a place and it paid off.
Were you on the west side?
Yeah.
On Long Point. Looks like you might run away a big fish today. At you, 14.3 pounds. Pick the right fish, because I'm going to tell your partner if I thought you picked the wrong one. Pressure's on. Yeah, how are you supposed to find a big... And you got a tag fish. Wonder what the tag weighs. Really? That's the one you want? Really? Put it in the bucket. You think you took the right one? I don't think you did. I'm kidding. All right, you need 5.59. It's going to be close. 4.35. Yeah, but you got to take a shot. Guess what? You got three more tournaments. You could be Team of the Year.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you. Grab a ticket from the beautiful head.
It was the same for a lot of the fields today. It was a couple of days early spring, kind of dirty water. But you got three more tournaments to go. You've been Team of the Year yet. 1.76. Thank you for coming tonight.
9281. Thank you.
Oh, the boats are coming in now. Boat number 57, She's gonna give you a ticket.
Henry.
Okay, 45-0. That's 38.
All right, you jumped in, right?
Really? I'm gonna meet the last one. Yeah, fun last one, didn't it? How did it go today?
Heather.
Boat number 72, come on up, buddy.
Okay, loader up.
Got Butta and Garvin Snyder. Are you Garvin? Gavin. Oh my god, this is the first time we're here. I'm JR. Yeah, you fish? Well, we got a little in common though. How'd it go today? Pretty lively. Did you get him at the end? 216, but the good news, you're still in the running for two of the year. You got three more events.
Get a lot of shots of like the logos and stuff.
Sure.
Because they're just going by nice and slow.
Fourth, fifth, all alive. What were you using today?
Yeah, I'm assuming you've already got it.
Yeah, they want to hear you score.
I'm not going to tell you, like, stay away from the action stuff.
I think my brother used to all have action stuff.
Yeah.
The right fish. Because if he picks the little fish, I'm going to tell his partner. Your dad's in the boat. If he took the wrong fish, we're going to tell your dad. Let's see. 5-5-9 to beat. Oh, just a bit outside. 4-5. Hey, welcome to WWS. 0.04 is respectable. And guess what? You got three more tournaments. You could be team of the year.
49.
Team 49. Come here, son. Let's see. Let's make sure. I'm talking to Jeff Raymer and Adam. You're Adam. Yeah. How you doing, man? Oh, if I had a tail, I'd be swimming. But, D-56, how about you? Let's see, I got you down in Rob Wright's and Robin Warner. I remember you when you were a lot smaller. Good to see you. Holy, what are they feeding you? Man, how'd it go in the boat today?
All right, only got four, one short. We got three good ones, so.
What was your presentation?
Can't say.
Who's selling the walleye extra?
My uncle.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I heard it, man. Okay, Max. For your efforts today, 6.7 pounds. Good to see you. You got three more shots, my team. All right, see you next time. Boat number 6-2. 50-50, right? How you doing? What was it in the boat? Sound like you might have been on the west side. That was the ride back. Hold on, right? Just hold on to anything. Let's see what your efforts got you today. 6.41. Boat 74. Christopher Ty and Chad Reed. Did I pronounce that all right? I'm getting better at this. I couldn't get any worse. How'd it go on the boat today? 4 fish, that's pretty respectable.
So right?
That
many.
Right.
What
was your presentation?
Presentation.
Thanks.
And they're big fish.
Jigging them in. You were in the river with an east wind. Yeah, you didn't have much current today with that wind. I was thinking of you guys. Anybody going to the river? But that's all right. You got 7.26 pounds. And you got three more tournaments. You can still be team of the year. Go over by the beautiful Heather, and she'll give you a ticket. You ought to see her when she got her uniform. Boat number 61, come on up here, sir. Johnson's Auto Body?
Whoa.
I know those guys. Nice and tactical. We had one guy in the hand. Where'd you go today? Oh, pardon. Golf course? Okay. Wait, but you got some lively fish. Did you catch it early in the day?
Yeah. They have 9 20. I'm sorry.
You got four. Eric Berg. Kurt Schoof.
Yeah.
You're Eric. All right, come on up. Nice and tight to the table. I want you to tell me how you got them close to you. With a hammer? Thanks. Yeah. East Shore or West? Isn't that something? East Shore Rocks. It's pretty underrated. A lot of people don't know about it. They know how to do it.
They ship it? You know, there's a
ripple
or something.
Oh, yeah. And he's smaller. Look at this. 11.7. Yes. That's what it's for. 43. Ryan Foster and Mark Pepis. Mark. Now, if you pick the wrong one, I am going to tell him. Oh, I guess not. Moby Dick! All right. 5.59. To beat. This is going to be close, Freddie. Then you gotta go find them all over there.
Oh, yeah.
You know how to do it better than most guys.
In September.
How many pounds do you think you got?
7.
Okay.
She drove to my house the other day.
Freddy says 8.
Remind me.
But he was wrong. 6.9. I'm not counting you out ever. Now you got 3 more tournaments.
But you can see the center line. I had her.
What's up, bro? Oh, look at this. Hey, you gotta entertain your partner a little more. How many pounds do you think you got?
I
mean, what? 39.
Can I get a picture of my butt? I think so. I don't blame you.
Tell me something good.
Yeah, my phone, I can't read it. I can see more on my phone.
And she used to be. But even like your story.
How are you doing?
Like Gus, sir.
Tournament today, you need to be 14.3 pounds. By Hansman and Hansman. What a display of angling. The man, the myth, the legend. Right here, right tight to the table. The last guy that wasn't tight to the table left blood.
Freddy's really mean.
Yeah, don't do that. It scares the angle. How did it go today?
It didn't go that great. We got our limit, though, at the end. We were letting the same size fish go for a while, and we finally like, oh, we better keep a few. We got 4 little ones.
Yeah, and... And you got 3 more tournaments to take a run for Team of the Year.
No, we sub, so we don't get a chance of Team of the Year.
But you're my Team of the Year. Here we go. 6.24. That's respect. See you, Brent. Don't forget about the meat raffle and the pot of gold. It's coming around. Come on, sir. Team 42. Right here. Stay right up there. Yeah. Jeff Schmidt. Carter Holtzman. You're Carter. Good to meet you.
Good to meet you, too.
Was it fun fishing the WWS?
It was, but it was tough.
You wait. It's going to get better. We got 3 more tournaments coming. Where'd your boat take you today?
Well, we went up to the upriver lakes, and then we came back out to the big lake.
That east wind made things a little different than, like, yesterday, right?
Yeah, it was definitely different than yesterday.
Yeah.
But you still pounded out 303, and you got three more tournaments to go. You can do this. Okay, don't talk to the bump master. You got to talk to the MC over here. Team 52. Where are you? Well, you're not Mitch Dawn. You're Kurt Yoder. Give me a high. How did it go with the Mitch today?
Well, it was a classic case of I wish Brewfish Day would have fell on tournament day. That's all I got to say. Just, we didn't get the right bites. Everything got smaller. Banged around the river for a while. Hit the lake for a while. And our four fish, we got it while we waited.
That east wind and water clarity and all that. With a perfect storm of shucks. But I tell you what, you still punted out 7.96. Oh man, you're right there for team of the year. As always, my pleasure. Don't forget about Pot of Gold and the meat raffle. There's the two beautiful ladies walking around now. They will make you rich. Just buy a ticket. And don't forget to go talk to the bartenders. We have the best bartenders in fishing. In fact, if your life isn't going so good, your wife hates you, your dog limps, and your boss is, tell them your problems when you order a beer, and they'll be very nice to you over there. We bring these in because they care about people. Team 64. Mason Arnold and Mike Schulke. Nice take to the table there, buddy. Oh, how did it go?
Not great. We only got one.
When did you catch him? Early or late?
Late. Last hour and a half.
No sense of rushing into these things, right?
No, you might have to wait to the end to go, right? To make them more exciting, right?
And you got three more tournaments to go, so this isn't the end of the road. So, 1.58. To me, that's respectable.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Get your ticket from the beautiful Heather. Well, we're running out of boats.
700.
Boats, well, 7-0, that's 70 in my language. Mike Mull? Dan Zimmerman?
Oh, there was a zero.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's what you meant by 7-0.
That's a complete union.
I've never been there in the spring, ever.
One boat left.
Oh, man.
Let's see if he can bring the winning basket to the stage. He needs to be 14.32.
Oh,
hands in the hand.
Oh,
you know, for this time of year, this is a pretty respectable performance by our hands.
Yep. Nice
one. Man, he's unloading that basket. He's got a few fish in there. And they're lively. People go nuts. So if you've never been here for the awards, you're going to love it. And oh, by the way, we have attendance prizes as well, right? Yeah. Just for being here, you'll be a winner. Okay, you're the last boat of the day. Make it good. Right here. How'd it go?
Very long day. We're grinding.
I'm grinding.
Till late afternoon. It's tough.
What'd you end up with?
Three fish.
Three.
That's not bad. The good news, we got three more tournaments. You can be team of the year. Well, let's see how many you got. If you think you want to weigh a big one, it's 5.59. You got to think positive, you know? I was hoping you'd pick the wrong fish. I'm hoping you picked the wrong fish, I tell your partner. Yeah. All right. See you next time. All right. Good to see you. Wow. I believe that's the last boat. This is the unofficial 14-3-2 wins it. Handsman and Handsman. 12-36 in second. Pollen and Israel. 12-34 in third, Supley. I'll give you the top five. 12-2-8, Sabal and Jacobs. And the top five is 1170 Bergen Schultz. Now, good time to grab a beer.
Yeah, I never did go try your stuff.
We ended up going out and we went, tried to get over the pass, and the passage between the Tuggle Point pass and the just got it around.
Maybe lay it next to it? I don't know. Okay, you got New Orleans hot dog then?
I don't know where to put these in.
There, perfect. Can you grab this one for me and that one? Thanks, honey.
What do you want on here?
I
want
to do it.
Thank you.
this. I got a callus from grinding up apps.
That's my workout. My hands are clean.
Yeah. Oh, there were some nice fish.
These massive motors all lined up.
I'll get that to you, yeah.
It's just like, there's a minimum, like, how much you spend, like $1,000 each trip.
Right, yeah, I don't know. And then you got this one, huh? Two buddies.
One little tournament on Lake Winnebago.
Right.
That's it. And it's just, yeah.
I mean, and where are they all from? Wisconsin, right?
Yeah. I mean, some of them, they travel for an hour or more, but they're probably just
this area.
Southeast.
Right. I'm gonna see. No, right? Yeah.
But it's like, it's not even like, I mean, we used to pull tubers behind our fishing boat
back
in the day.
Yeah.
And that was a speed boat to me.
Right.
It had an 85 horse engine on it.
Just the design, right?
Yeah.
So I don't have any official work.
That's what the one guy was saying, right?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Yeah.
You only take an $80,000 book, no dump book?
No, we got shots of yours. We love it. I'm cheering for you the whole day.
You came in like 36.
considering you can't fly across the lake at 100 miles an hour, pretty good. Really good. That's because it's a position of both, right? So when are you guys going to air on 10?
So this is part of a much bigger project. It'll
probably, yeah, that's what we're trying to figure out, is which ones we want to focus on. Because we're covering the whole state. We've been up at Amacogan and Marinette.
How does it move? Pull focus.
Part of that is that the walleye are so good here,
right,
that they can support this level of intensity.
That's wild. Yeah.
Part of what this story is looking at is the fact that why is it that one of the anchor lines is really strong walleye fishery, and other places, like, they literally go in the lake.
Right. Yeah, it's I couldn't believe some of the. I mean, all those guys caught at least 3-4, you know, a couple of fish. It's crazy. It's like hundreds of teams.
We make a good team because he drinks all day and I drive home.
No, Junior seems like a gamer though. Like, it's really fascinating. Like, a guy who just grew up here, been fishing this place his whole life, and just knows the ins and outs. That's really interesting.
I was surprised to hear that he actually had kids.
Yeah.
But then unsurprised to know that he's not married to
them. Right. Well, I mean, yeah. I think we could all kind of wager that.